Golden Sun by Pierce Brown, read by Vivian Full. Augustus let slip the smallest, barest of smiles, a twin to the first. His love is the most conditional I've ever seen. "Then what do you think of my plan?" I ask. "I think it's dangerous. It spreads the war without ensuring our benefit. It is immoral and sets dangerous precedent. But then again, war is inherently immoral, so we must decide how far we want to go." "You know Octavia better than I say. "How far will she go?" Mustang is quiet for a moment. "If we have a victory and sue for peace, either from a position of strength or weakness, she will accept the overture." "You see?" Pliny beams. Mustang isn't finished. "She will suggest a neutral location, and on the day when we go to make peace, she will do everything in her power to kill all of us." Pliny looks back and forth between us, realizing how easily he's been played. "So there's no going back? Win or die?" I ask flatly. "Indeed, Darrow," she says with a smile. "Win or die?" "It seems you've been outmaneuvered, Pliny. We move forward with Darrow's plan." Augustus stands. "Tomorrow, Praetor Licinus will take command of this vessel and its fleet and lead the Sovereign's fleet on a chase. "I will go with you, my liege," Kavex booms. His fox jumps off his lap at the noise to tremble under the table. "No." Kavex's face falls. "No? But Nero, the defense is there. Battle stations, destroyers, torch ships. They will shred any force of corvettes you bring." His large hands gesture imploringly. "Let us do this for you." "You forget who I am, my friend." "Apologies, I did not mean I..." Augustus waves the apology away and turns to Mustang. "You will take what elements of the fleet you need to execute the second portion of Darrow's plan,"